Welcome to Audio 4A, Freedom from Religious Programming. This is Tara Chambers, and I want to be upfront and say that this is not about insulting any religions. This is not about telling you to completely remove religion from your life. This is simply about releasing any religious programs that actually aren't true that got embedded in ourselves. Sometimes messages in religious scripts or religious texts get distorted over the years, and what we think was said was not said at all. So just know that you are a free sovereign being. You are free to connect with any religion that feels good to you, that feels supportive to you. And you are also free to choose not to connect with a religion and to simply call yourself spiritual or not. So let's jump in. Simply have some water with you. Feel free to lie down on your bed or be in a peaceful, comfortable position. And your magic carpet ride has come to take you to the island of true place. And as you're gliding through the universe, you quickly land on the island of true place. And you can allow your magic carpet ride to land in the forest of money trees, or by the ocean, or by the waterfall, or in a meadow of beautiful flowers. It's completely up to you. The island is yours to take in. Okay, and so I'm going to grab some cedarwood oil today. I'm going to breathe this in. And I'm going to place this on my lower back with the intention of this oil going to my root chakra. And I'm just going to ask that all my intentions for all of us to be free of any religious programming that is not serving us, that is actually not true, just be offered with our roots down into the center crystal core of Mother Earth. And we're just going to allow Mother Earth to transmute all the programming that we come up with in this moment on the island of true place. I'm going to thank her for transmuting it. And we're going to thank her for all the nurturing, healing energy that we automatically receive from that center core crystal in Mother Earth, up our roots, up to the bottom of our feet, all the way up our legs, connecting with our root chakra through all our chakras, coming all the way up top to our crown chakra. And we're going to invite the yellow crystal dragon to help open up that crown chakra so that we make a direct connection to universe. It is just wide open, full of light, direct connection, laser beam to source energy so that we receive divine love, divine light, divine wisdom, divine guidance. And we thank source energy for all the love, all the light that we receive through our crown chakra, through all our chakras, so that we create that pillar of divine light within our body. That's how strong we are. That's how powerful we are. And that is what we really are, beings of source energy, beings of divine light. Breathing that in. Just allowing the sound to support that. Okay. So connecting with the pink dusky dragon from Andromeda, that is all about embodying the energy of self-love and self-acceptance within ourselves. So releasing any religious program that says that only God is worthy of unconditional love. Simply releasing that to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to replace it with divine truth that God loves us and wants us to know that we are loved and that we are lovable as we are right now. Any religious programming where we have to prove that we are spiritual enough, that we are good enough to be considered lovable. Any programs where we have to prove that we are free of sin in order to be lovable. We're going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to invite the golden dragon with that divine golden light to transmute it all. And then we're going to bring that golden light into our body to replace that area that was released to the quantum field so that we are now full of light. We are now full of divine love. Any religious programming where God wants you to prove your love to him slash her via sacrificing yourself, via flogging yourself and punishing yourself, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and divine light. And knowing that God wants you to love yourself. God sees you as an aspect of itself. God only wants love for you. As God doesn't see any separation between the two. Any aspects in our body, to speak in the metaphor language of a bucket of water that is really ocean water, any archetypal energies of we are the bucket of water, just a simple bucket of water, we're going to take that bucket of water and we're going to toss it back into the ocean so that it realizes that it is of the same source. It is of the same vibration. It is of the same essence. Okay, so what would all those bucket of waters that are residing in our cells, what do they need to feel so that even though we are not in the higher frequency of home, of source, that we are in the third dimensional planet Earth right now, that we are still one and of the same? What does our body need to know? What does it need to resonate with so that we are connected to source? We are equal with source energy. We are an aspect of source energy. All out of alignment with that, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted so that we can connect with the real truth of who we are, a being of light. We are worthy. We are just as loving as source. We are an aspect of source. So all tribal programming that is in conflict with that truth, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to replace with divine love and light. And I'm going to place transformation oil on my heart chakra to support our body really getting it, really embodying that truth on a cellular level and a whole body level, chakra level, energy field level, the whole shabeel. We are an aspect of source. We are worthy as we are. We are lovable as we are. Any programs where God comes first, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to replace it with, it's one and of the same. Connecting with source, connecting with yourself, supporting yourself, nurturing yourself, loving yourself. When you love yourself, you are loving God. When you respect yourself, you are respecting God. Any religious tribal programming out of alignment with that. We're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and the truth of who you are. Okay, breathing that in. Inviting frequency 8. Any religious programming that says we aren't connected to Source, that only the Pope is connected to Source, or only other religious leaders have direct access to God or Source energy, and that we are not worthy of that level of connection. All of that stuff, we're just going to take it on a fast ethereal boat ride to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to invite the fire dragon to just breathe light on all of those false truths. And then we're going to take that boat ride back with all that new energy of divine love and light. And we're going to allow that to come through our crown chakra and into the appropriate place in our body where it was recently just released. Okay. So once again, all out of alignment with us believing that we have direct access to Source energy, God, the universe, whatever word you choose to use, all out of alignment with us on our own, being enough as we are to have direct access to Source energy, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted with divine love, light, divine truth, divine worthiness of connecting to Source energy and knowing that we are an aspect of Source energy. Okay, drink some water. Any religious programming that says healers and psychics and mediums and crystals and plant medicine and any work in general is bad. It's the devil's work, and that you're interfering with God's plan for you. Okay, that whole tribal program, offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with, you can go directly to Source energy. And if you need help having someone hold space for you, you are free to work with a healer. You are free to work with a psychic. If you want to connect with somebody who's passed on and they have those gifts to hear messages and receive messages from the other side, absolutely. Go ahead and use what is helpful to you. Crystals are simply Source energy. Those stones have consciousness. They have wisdom. They have healing energy. They are here on the earth as gifts from the universe to help us. Plants, nature, are here to help us, to support us. Yes, on the third dimensional level, they give us oxygen, and they do so much more. Every plant has a Deva spirit. There is so much more going on in nature than we are aware of, and it is all there to help us. And these plants and these crystals want to live their life purpose and help humanity. Okay, so all out of alignment with that landing, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to replace it with divine love and light. And I also want to add in that you're a free sovereign being. If something that I say does not resonate with you, you simply say, not for me, no thanks, okay? You choose to receive what you choose to receive. All this work is working with your body wisdom. There is no force. So I'm going to invite the air and the water dragon to assist us with our intuition and with our third eye being awakened. So all those patterns where we were told that we were bad for having an intuition and psychic abilities, and we were falsely labeled as evil, working with the devil, as bad, offering all of that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replace with divine love and light and freedom to grow and expand on a spiritual level. And knowing that our intuition is there as a gift from the universe, a gift from God, that our intuition is a direct link to God, the universe, source, whatever word you want to use. Any belief systems, any tribal program where only God can heal, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with all healing comes from the universe, and we as healers, mediums, psychics, are people who are light workers, who are healing the planet, who are healing the consciousness with God's gratitude, all out of alignment with us having full permission to step into our life purpose as a healer, because of all the religious programming and all the past life trauma of being murdered and tortured to death. We're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and be replaced with divine love and light and full permission and freedom to step into our healing gifts as healers, healers of the planet, healers of people on any level. And knowing that this service that we do is all one with the universe, all one with source. Any beliefs around psychic abilities, intuition, information coming from your heart as being something from a wicked source, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine truth, that our heart is one with source, that our heart is one with our higher self. It's actually the place where we can receive the truth because it knows the truth. I want to give credit to Pamela Laser. She actually gave me this quote: "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Apparently that is in the Bible. I wouldn't know because I don't really read the Bible. So whether that's been distorted from its original exact words, I have no idea. But all the programming that people have bought into, such as our heart, is not to be trusted. Our heart tricks us. Our heart fools us. We're going to offer that entire religious program to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to ask that the golden Christ and dragon just place divine loving gold light on that program. And we're also going to add in that our emotions are to be trusted. That is our emotional guidance system communicating with us. That is our heart communicating with us. And when we bury our emotions because it's not okay to feel them, they're wicked or they're deceitful, that is actually what causes dis-ease and sickness. Okay, so all beliefs where our emotions are bad, they're not okay. We can even go farther and replace the cultural program that women are not allowed to express anger. Men are not allowed to cry and feel tender feelings. It's not okay. They have to be a real man. Offering all that stuff to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with emotions are simply energy in motion. And as long as we keep them in motion, allow them to move from our body, out of our body, then all is okay. And giving us full permission to feel them, because as I just said, when we trap them, our bodies cannot remain well. All those religious programs that teach us to suppress the wisdom and truth of our hearts, because it was, quote, wicked and deceitful, which blocks people from knowing what is truly true for them, which keeps them in a place of confusion, or which keeps them in a place of not knowing with crystal clear clarity what their life purpose is, because it's not okay for them to connect with their heart. all that stuff we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with full permission to access our heart, to be one with our heart, to connect with our heart, and to know that it is a direct link from source which we can trust, and giving us permission to tap in to our life purpose with crystal clear clarity. And then how can we feel more joy when we have that crystal clear clarity in our heart and we know exactly where we are supposed to move forward with each step? And then how can our hips and legs and knees and feet benefit from all of that? Okay, so all the fear of looking at our heart due to all the shame and guilt residing in our, quote, wicked heart due to the religious program. Offering all that fear, offering all that guilt and shame to the quantum field. And replacing it with divine love and light and a healthy, beautiful connection to our intuition and to our heart. And all beings of light that choose to work with us. Identifying that religious program that says that we are shameful and unworthy and we are born with sin. Especially women seem to be accused of original sin. We are sexual, we are sluts, that whole religious program. We're just going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to replace it. We are beings of love, connecting with that pillar of light within us, releasing all shame, unworthiness, and just replacing it with we are love, we are light. Connecting with that religious program that God is God, and we are mere, unworthy, flawed humans far from perfection. Offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted. And replacing it with, we are the same energy as God, and we are perfectly imperfect, and it's all perfect. We are perfect as we are aspects of God, we are aspects of source energy. We are absolutely worthy as we are. We were born, and that is enough. So any patterns where we have to prove ourselves to the church, to any religious organization, anything, just releasing that, replacing that, bringing in divine love and light, and truly knowing on a cellular level or a level, energy field level, that we are worthy, that we are one with source. Connecting with that patriarchal pattern where women are less worthy than men, they are second class, they were created second from a rib of Adam, all that stuff. We're just going to offer that to the quantum field, and we are going to replace it with divine love and light and equality, and that the masculine energy is beautiful and divine, and the feminine energy is equally beautiful and divine. And what does our body need to resonate with so that we are 100% resonant with, we are worthy of connecting with source, with our hearts, with our voice, and with our thoughts. We are worthy of receiving communication through our crown chakra, through our hearts. It's simply our birthright. Okay, what do we need to resonate with all of that? Identifying all that information. And then all out of alignment with that, we are offering through the magic carpet ride to the quantum field. And we're going to ask that source just rain and just purify, rain and purify all out of alignment with that. And then we're going to take that purified energy full of divine love and light, and we're just going to bring it back into our body, and it's going to land exactly where it came from. Now, how will our bodies reconfigure? How will our hearts open? How will our crown chakra expand and receive more information? How will we tap into knowing who our guides are, who all the beings of light are that are with us right now, that it's safe for us to do that? How much more intuitive or psychic will we be? How will our third eye open and awaken? All out of alignment with us reconfiguring so that we receive that in the highest way possible. We're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and full sovereign permission to tap into our true divine skills. Connecting and receiving information from our heart, our crown chakra, our intuition, our guides, and directly from Source and Mother Earth and all the messages from nature. Inviting the green dragon to help us see the messages from nature. Connecting with all the religious tribal programming around sex. Okay, I do not know my Bible, but what I have seen from artwork, shall I say, is shame around being naked and you have to cover yourself with a fig leaf. Okay, so all the shame around our bodies, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and divine light. All the shame around our sexual organs, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing with divine love and light. And we are simply divine beings that, like, literally God Source created us. How can we be shameful if we were created from such divine energy? Okay, all the religious programming that sex is bad, it's dirty, it's evil, and it's only okay within heterosexual marriage with the intention of creating a new life. Okay, all of that stuff, all that negative stuff around sex and all the rules of when it's okay, we're going to offer that to the quantum field. And we're going to replace it with divine love and light, and knowing that sex is a beautiful spiritual connection with another person that you love. Any shame around, or guilt, both shame and guilt around actually enjoying a sexual bonding experience with another person or yourself, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with sex is simply a natural part of life. Any religious vows or contracts around chastity and a sex-free life, release it and replace it with divine love and light and permission to have a sexual life. Any religious programs where it's not okay to touch certain parts of your body, it's not okay to enjoy certain parts of your body, we're just going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to replace it with divine love and light, and that you're not a sexual organ, you're not a brain, you're not a this, you are a whole body being of light. All of it is just part of you, and every nook and cranny of you is absolutely okay to touch and love. It's who you are. We're placing with freedom to be a free sexual sovereign being, however you choose, as long as it's healthy for all involved. And knowing that the universe has a party when you have a fabulous sex life, and that orgasm is actually a powerful way to connect to Source. All out of alignment with that, we're offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and gratitude to every part of my body. And yes, that includes the sexual organs of my body. They are just as beautiful and as loving as my eyes and my hair. Okay, releasing any shame around sexual abuse, sexual trauma, rape, identifying all those religious and cultural programs where if somebody is sexually abused, it's their fault. They're too sexy. They brought it on themselves. All that programming we're offering to the quantum field to be transmuted. And we're going to replace it with divine love and light, sending love and apologies to the inner child or to the adult whenever it happened. knowing that you are not alone. This is a widespread issue, and there was so much shame around it that people were just constantly throwing things under the carpet, whether it's the Catholic Church covering that stuff up or families covering it up. The shame was just too bad. So all that emotional pain that you went through, giving it a voice, allowing it to be heard, allowing the tears to be shed, allowing the tears to be released as they release the emotions of pain, of shame, of why is this happening to me? All the confusion, all the trauma, inviting the frequency of trauma life and just placing it on your body. And while that experience still happened, just releasing the charge so that you can move forward in your life, enjoying a healthy, loving sexual relationship with yourself, with another person, in a beautiful and harmonious and healthy way. All tribal programs that say men and women cannot be friends, that they must be separated so that evil things don't take place. We're going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to replace that with divine love and light. And of course, men and women can absolutely be friends, and they can choose to be in a sexual relationship as well, and one is not better than the other. All patriarchal religious programs that say that women are the cause of sin and therefore deserve to be punished through painful childbirth, we're going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to have that replaced with divine love and light, and knowing that the sexual act was created by God. We're supposed to enjoy it, we're supposed to like it, and having a natural childbirth is supposed to be natural and take place in a paradigm of grace and ease. Okay, so releasing all the tribal program that's been getting in the way with that happening. And replacing it with the truth that our bodies are meant to do this. This is just a natural experience. This is not a disease. This is not something that needs to be hospitalized. I mean, you are free to choose what is best for you. We want to be resonant with childbirth is natural, it is healthy, and your body wisdom knows what to do. And yes, having help, whether by midwife or at a hospital, if that's what you choose, you are a free sovereign being to do what makes you feel most comfortable. Okay, so once again, all out of alignment with sexuality being beautiful and spiritual and loving, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with, as I just said, sexuality is beautiful and loving. It is full of light, and it is spiritual when done in healthy, loving, caring ways. Okay, getting back to money. I know this might be redundant, but we're going to do it anyway, because every time we do this, we are a new person. So identifying all those tribal religious beliefs around money, identifying any vows of poverty, identifying all those programs where money is bad, money is the root of all evil. It's not okay for good spiritual religious people to have money because you're taking away from others because there's just not enough for everybody on the planet. Okay, all that religious tribal programming, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace with money is simply an energy exchange. It is a blessing from the universe. The universe wants us to have all our needs met. The universe only knows abundance. Nature only knows abundance. All religious program that says money is not okay, that it is evil. What do we need to be resonant with so that we are 100% resonant with it's okay and beneficial and safe? We're willing, ready, able, and worthy of receiving money and knowing that it comes directly from source, even if it looks like it comes from a job or a client or whatever. In the end, it is coming from the universe. Okay, all out of alignment with us receiving the money 100% in regard to all the aspects around it. We're going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to replace it with money is useful for us. And we need it every day. We spend it every day in our lives, whether it's to buy food, to pay rent. It is simply a form of energy exchange. Money is spiritual, it is abundant, it is beautiful, and yes, it grows on money trees. Any religious program that says giving is better than receiving, we're going to offer that to the quantum field, because if we do not have receivers, then we cannot have givers. It's a yin-yang. Okay, so replacing all of that with divine love and light and the yin-yang relationship between giving and receiving. Any religious program that says the earth is just the earth, they're not really alive and doesn't really have consciousness, and animals are ours to use just as the earth is ours to use, because neither one of them have souls, neither one of them have consciousness or feelings or emotions, we're going to offer that nonsense to the quantum field. And we're going to replace it with divine love and light and gratitude and respect and love to every plant, every ocean, every cat, every dog, every cow, every pig, every goat, every chicken, every raccoon, every animal. What would it take for us to release all that tribal program that sees animals and the environment as less than us? That it's ours to take as we need, to just mine this, mine that, take the gas, take the oil, and use animals for all sorts of things as if they're objects, as if they're commodities. Offering that religious program and cultural program to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with, we are all souls with emotions and feelings and consciousness. We are all sovereign beings. Mother Earth is not a thing. She is alive with huge consciousness. Those trees have higher consciousness and wisdom that we have. The whales have access to the Akashic records. This whole religious program that says that humans are the head of the food chain, the top of the mental level, all of that nonsense. It is complete blind ignorance. Lack of awareness. Okay, so offering all that stuff to the quantum field and just replacing it with divine love and light and some humility and knowing that humans are not perfect. That's okay. We're not supposed to be. But equality with humanity, with humans, with the environment and the animals. And then what would our world look like if we actually worked in harmony with the environment, with the animals, with the insects? Okay, all out of alignment with that 5D reality showing up, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be replaced with divine love and light. And yes, that is possible. Absolutely possible. That is what the Island of True Place is all about. It's already there. And then the more we bring these frequencies into our bodies and embody them and walk our talk and live that reality, this island's going to grow and grow and grow. And soon the whole planet will be of that consciousness. And then how will all health problems just fall away? Because it can't survive in that frequency. How will all poverty and disease just fall away? Because it can't survive in that frequency. How will the animals and the environment and humans all step into living in a sovereign state that respect one another and see each other as equals? All out of alignment with that taking place, I'm going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light. Okay, connecting with any religious programs that say we are the one religion, that we're the real one, we're the best one, all of that ego stuff around the religion, we're going to offer that to the quantum field, and we're going to replace it with permission to connect with any religion that feels like it's a match for you, okay? I don't care what you are biologically born as. What do we need to connect with? What do we need to resonate with so that we accept that no matter what religion we are, no matter what race or color or sex or sexuality we are, that we all come from the same source. All out of alignment with that and respecting and seeing people just as other light beings, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what they believe, regardless of who their sexual partners are, all out of alignment with us seeing everybody as coming from source energy, just as the environment does, just as the animals do, all out of alignment with that. We're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light, and love and respect for all beings, regardless of what religion, race, sex, sexuality, regardless of anything. And what would it take for us to have full sovereign permission to just be free of any religious programming and call ourselves whatever we choose, whether we call ourselves Christian or Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu or this or that? And even if we call ourselves belonging to a certain religion, we also have the permission to say, I like this from the religion, and I choose to say no to that part of the religion. Okay, what would that look like? And all out of alignment with us having that free sovereignty to be able to do that, we're just going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and freedom to belong to any religion, freedom to accept what the pieces of religion that we like, freedom to say no to religion, freedom to say, I'm simply a spiritual being, freedom to call yourself whatever you like. What does it take for us to make such a big impact in the whole collective consciousness that eventually the whole world gives people permission to belong to this religion or that religion or no religion or call themselves spiritual or whatever? How many wars would no longer happen? How much hatred could be offered to the quantum field right now? How much anger could be offered to the quantum field right now to be released and then just replaced with pure freedom, divine love and light, and pure freedom for everyone to be their true selves? To simply be beings on this planet and to respect other beings choosing what is right for them so that there's room for all of us, room for all of our various spiritual beliefs. And then when everybody is on board with this, how will the world no longer need lawyers and policemen and this and that, because everybody just operates in what I call a win-win-win philosophy. They treat themselves well, they treat others well, they treat the earth and the animals well, and they only do what is a win for everyone. What does it take for us to create that planet? And what does it take for us to do that right now, know that we can go quantum with it? All out of alignment with that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and gratitude. Gratitude for this life, gratitude for the freedom that we have, gratitude for us stepping free out of the matrix and showing others freedom outside the matrix so that others can piggyback off of our sovereign states and just spread that energy around the world, so that the island of true place can become a continent of true place for many, all that choose it. Okay, and now your magic carpet ride is coming right back to you. Just so much gratitude for all that you do. You get on your magic carpet ride and it takes you right back home to your meditation chair, to your bed, wherever you are right now. And you gather in all your energy. And I'm going to offer you a beautiful bubble, heart-shaped bubble, whatever shape you choose, of your choice, color of your choice. And we're going to offer this session to your body wisdom every night while you sleep. And your body can say yes or no, whatever is best for it. And this will run for as long as your body wisdom desires. Simply say yes to receive that. And all out of alignment, that yes landing fully, completely, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and gratitude. Gratitude to the divine intelligence of the oils, the sound, the quantum field, the dragons, the ascended masters, universe, source, all the archangels, all the beings of light working with us. And I invite you to open up your eyes now. Please drink some water. Feel free to sleep and let this soak in. Wishing you huge freedom and lots of gratitude. Goodbye for now.